expect to run at least one in every area of the county. So we'll be running at least five candidates.
At this stage, do we know who the candidates are going to be?
Well, Joe Murphy will be as a definite for the Shone area. I'm seriously considering it here myself. We have people in the south of the county, like Lawrence McManus, who would be definitely tipped to run. He's seriously thinking about it as well. And we have people in other areas who are thinking about it too.
There's been many anti-austerity protests throughout the country over the past 2 years, 3 years against the government. The government doesn't seem to be listening to these anti-austerity protests. Is going through the local elections now the only way forward for these groups?
It's certainly a way forward, Barry, because what we have to do, and this was made clear on Saturday, we have to build an alternative in the country to the political status quo, because there's no one out there who represents working people, unemployed, small farmers, etc., at the moment at all. So we're left in that situation, Barry. What we're going to have to do is we're going to have to build this alternative ourselves.
Is the support there for people within your campaign to get voted into Donegal County Council next year?
We think that there's a possibility that the votes are there. In fact, maybe our problem is we're not going to have enough candidates to take up the votes that we see is going to be out there. Because we feel that there's a huge... If you look at the polls on Sunday in regard to what was showing for independents and others, it was up to 23% in the country, and that's going to be reflected in Donegal, Barry. In fact, Donegal may be ahead of that figure. So we think there's every possibility that people will be voting in huge numbers. We'll be very, very surprised if we don't get a few people elected.